once I said, oh, too far this time, that you can't be forgiven, and there's no need to try.
He's been doing in my life, and I was going through something this Saturday, and I thank God for victory. And Ayla was actually the one, she was wanting me to sing this song. I've never heard it before, but it's really touched my heart, and I really hope it touches some other people, because sometimes you feel like you can't get out of that valley, and you're just stuck there, and you know, you just feel like you're never going to get out, and you're just hitting a wall. But you know, there's other people that's been there before, and God is there for you. So, God, just worship with me. Here I am again. This place looks so familiar to me. I remember this feeling and the tears, how they fall into my knees. Hopelessness I feel right now will only last a while, for I know, and the blessings last just beyond the trial. Lord, I feel your presence so much stronger today. Here in this valley, I know you're testing my faith, and if it makes me more like you, this is where I wanna be. I've been here before, I'm no stranger to the valley. I will smile again
Tears won't dry and I'll look back to see the reason for the journey when I'm standing high on the mountain peak. When I reach the other side, I'll clearly understand I made it through each valley 'cause I held on to your hand. Lord, I feel your presence so much stronger today. Here in this valley, I know you're testing my faith. And if it makes me more like you, this is where I wanna be. I've been here before, I'm no stranger to the valley. And I will smile again, tears dry and I'll look back to see the reason for the journey when I'm standing high on the mountain peak. When I reach the other side, I'll clearly understand I made it through each valley 'cause I held on to your hand. And Lord, I feel your presence so much stronger today. Here in this valley, Lord, I know you're testing my faith, but if it makes me more like you, this is where I wanna be. I've been here before, I'm no stranger to the valley. Lord, I feel your presence so much stronger today. Here in this valley, I know you're testing my faith, and if it makes me more like you, this is where I wanna be. I've been here before, I'm no stranger to the valley. Oh, I've been here before, I'm no stranger to the valley. I'm no stranger to the valley.
Oh, hallelujah.
Appreciate that tonight. Praise the Lord. It's just good. Beautiful words. Rejoice in that tonight. Lord can help us. He believes that the Lord is a helper. Yes. Present help in the time of trouble. Praise His holy name. We want to. Lord, be my helper tonight. I'd like to go in the direction. Scriptures I was reading this morning. In the book of Exodus chapter number 14. We'll go and read some verses there. Lord, give us that we need here tonight. Come to know that this Exodus 14 is a very powerful chapter. What the Lord can give to us here tonight. Preached this morning. Brother Titus preached last night from these verses. Going in a different direction tonight, and maybe the Lord can help us to know His Word here in Exodus 14, what He'd like to speak to us here tonight. Let's look on down to and begin reading verse number 10. Let's start there. Just bear with me here as we read these verses. Amen tonight. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in this wilderness. Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Not this the word that we did tell in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which we have showed to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. I want you to think upon that tonight. That verse number 14. The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight. He shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward? If thy rod is stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea, And I behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians that they shall fall after them. I will give me honor upon favor upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. The angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and the pillar of fire cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. It came between the camp of the Egyptians, the camp of Israel. It was a cloud of darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land. The waters were divided. The children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took all their chariot wheels, which they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth." There it is again. Oh, praise God. "For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." The Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against him. The Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So we do read here in verse number 14. Amen. "The Lord shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace." In verse number 25, at the latter part of that verse, he said, "For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." So we know and come to know that through Pharaoh's army, this Pharaoh's army was an enemy to Israel. Israel was now freed from bondage. 430 or more years in bondage in Egypt. They were freed when Moses led them out. And here, when they come against the Red Sea, amen, they look to the Red Sea, and they come to a standstill there. When they begin to look behind, they saw their enemy. Amen. Which was Pharaoh's army coming to pursue them. Amen. And therefore, they had an obstacle before and the enemy behind. Amen. So we know that there they were, did not know what, until Moses knew when he began to cry out to the Lord. So let's ask the Lord tonight to help us in this message. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We're thankful once again that we can rejoice knowing that you're a God that shall fight for us. Lord, praise God, help us just to hold our peace. And God, desiring to be a peacemaker to all men and the enemies that we have in this life. Lord, we know that we face our enemies, but the Bible teaches us if our ways can please the Lord, we can have even peace with our enemies. God, do bless us and help us to be right in the sight of God, that we can lead a very fruitful life. And Lord, that thy word go forth in power tonight, Lord, and manifest your spirit here in this service. God, we know that you're able to help us, that we can receive of thy word and of thy truth. Let us live by thy word, God, knowing that you're a God that shall fight for us. Amen. In this time we're living in now, oh God, just accomplish the work here tonight that we'll forevermore praise you. And everyone, it's, amen, love the Lord, said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Amen. We come to know that God, assured the people, amen, that he would fight for them, but they had to move forward toward the sea in faith. Amen. What was said in verse number 15. Amen. How many believes that God will fight for his people as long as we do walk in faith and obedience to his word? Amen. We understand that through the time of Israel, amen, there were enemies of the Amorites. Amen. The Malachites, the Midianites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, and the Philistines. And therefore, even the Egyptian army was Israel's enemies. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you stand for God, amen, and walk with him, you will have enemies in this life.
Right.
People will hate you for what you stand for and what Jesus taught. Amen. In his word and the gospel, what Jesus was saying. Amen. The prophets that were before you were persecuted prophets. Amen. But great is their reward, and great shall be our reward if we shall be that shall overcome and walk before God. Amen. And please him that we can even have peace with our enemies. Can you say amen with that? So we come to know, church, God was present. Amen. To know that in the pillar of the cloud, amen, we said many times, a cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, God overshadowed the tabernacle. His presence was real. He led them. He gave them manna from heaven. He gave them water from the rock. He provided for them. But they come to the place, even though to say, amen, Moses, have you led us out here to this wilderness to die? We'd rather go back to Egypt than to die in this wilderness. Now, I want you to think of those words and what they were saying unto Moses. Could you imagine, amen, being free from bondage for 430 years and knowing that in the wilderness that they were walking in, every child of God, spiritually speaking, we do have a wilderness of time. Amen. Even Jesus, we read, amen, I believe in Luke 4 when he was said, amen, that Jesus was led into the wilderness and there he was tempted of the devil. Amen. But he was led by the Spirit, and there he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And therefore, amen, glory to God, he was there when the tempter came, and he come out of that wilderness. He come out after he had prayed and he had fasted, and then the tempter come to him and tempted him because he was hungry. He said, thou be the Son of God, make these stones bread. And Jesus said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we know, amen, even though we have a wilderness experience. It was that way with Hagar. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Abraham had led Hagar and Ishmael out into the wilderness, but he gave him a supply of food and water to sustain them. But she lost her way. And when she lost her way, she did not have an abundance of supply of water, amen, to keep her in her journey. And therefore, she thought that the lad would die, but God provided water in the wilderness. Hallelujah. He provided water for the land. Amen. He knew that Ishmael would become a nation, and therefore the blessings of God was to be upon him. And therefore we come to know, saints of God, that God will provide. He is still that Jehovah Jireh. He is still one that will provide in the time of wilderness. Amen. The Israelites were people that were stiff-necked, hard to deal with. Amen. Murmuring and complaining while we're out here to die. Amen. Glory to God. But God was proven, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. I will fight for you. And therefore, you need to hold your peace. Amen. Therefore, cry thou unto me. Amen. As it says, speak unto the children of Israel that they shall go forward. Amen. Praise God. But at times we feel like that enemy is coming against us, that the Lord shall fight for us. And when we come against that Red Sea, and we know the obstacle is there, we know that difficult time is there, we know the fire trial is there, the hard place is there, and we feel like we're just against another Red Sea. Amen. Just against another Red Sea. But God shall fight for us, church. You see, Moses was a leader to know what to do. He had the rod of God in his hand, and therefore he stretched it forth. And he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that is with you. I think of that Psalms 46 and 10 where he said, be still and know that I am God. I am still the same God that parted the waters of the Red Sea. I am still the same God that allowed the children of Israel to cross on dry ground. I'm still the same God that will lead thee. I'm still the same God that will feed thee. I'm still the same God that will bless thee. I will reward you in the midst of your trouble. I'll reward you in the midst of your weeping. I'll reward you
suffering. For I am a God that will not leave you out in the wilderness to die. Let's give you a good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. What he was proving to Israel, and therefore to be proven to the Egyptians, Haman, that they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. That's what we read there in verse number 18. Amen. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to know that this is one of the greatest miracles recorded in the Old Testament time for the book of Exodus. Amen. When the children of Israel crossed over on dry ground. Amen. When he allowed the waters to go on the left side and on the right side by the mighty hand of God as he parted those waters. And we know when they crossed over on the other side, there was a victory march and a victory dance. Was it Miriam who took the psalmist in the dance and begin to praise their God? Amen. For he was a God of deliverance. He was a God of victory. Amen. As they could see with their own eyes. Amen. That God allowed those waters to come back together. That Pharaoh and his army was drowned and his horsemen were drowned in the depths of the sea. What a mighty God we serve tonight, church. Amen. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Amen. He's the God. Amen. It shall fight for us. We think about King Jehoshaphat, how he feared to go out into battle. He feared, amen, the Israelites would be smitten. He feared that, amen, amen, according to the number of the enemy, amen, that they outnumbered Israel. And therefore he feared at times, amen, to go against this army. But the Lord spoke his word unto King Jehoshaphat concerning to pray and to seek his face. And therefore he said, amen, I will help thee. Amen. The battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to me. Hallelujah. The battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to God. And I'm telling you, saints of God, he fights those battles for us. At times when the enemy comes in like a flood, we shall know that they, amen, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up that standard against him. How many knows that we have an adversary who come in the nighttime and try to overtake us even in our sleep and our self-conscious state? Amen. Even in our sleep and our dreams, and how that the forces of evil can come against the child of God. But I'm telling you, amen, we're not defeated. We have victory in our life tonight because we know the Lord shall fight for us. At times we feel like we're weak and we become discouraged because of the adversary that we face. We become discouraged in these times, but God shall fight for us, church. He's not going to lead us out of here in this wilderness to die. He's going to fight for us until the very end. Oh, yes. That's why he said you must go forward. Amen. Go forward. You have the sea before you. Amen. You have the enemy behind you. Amen. Glory to God. Shall you able to go forth? But see, God, through his mighty power, come down to deliver the children of Israel to take a crossover on dry ground. It was through the power of Almighty God. It was through the power. Amen. It was shown even to the Egyptians that they thought that they could pursue in the same path that the Israelites had crossed over in. They thought, well, this is going to become easy, I'm sure, just to cross in the same path. But when they went in that path, God allowed those waters to come back together, and that great enemy was drowned in the depths of the sea. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, church. I'm glad to know he is that type of deliverer. He is that type, the one to come to our rescue. He's a time of, amen, amen, to prove himself. Amen. He's still God. He's still on his throne. He's going to take care of his own. How many believes tonight that the Lord shall fight for us? How many believes tonight he's going to prove that who he is? In the time of wilderness, he still will prove who he is. Amen. Excuse me. But he is God, and he will not forsake his own. He will not forsake his people. He shall fight for us, church. Amen. We read in the time of that great war. Amen. And the Philistines coming against the Israelites. Not only the time of Goliath when David faced that great enemy. Amen. From the time of the Philistines even to the time of Samson and his great strength, that over 3,000 of the enemies were killed in that temple place because he said, Lord, will you remember me this day? And therefore he pushed those pillars, amen, and those, amen, that walls become to come down, that roof come down and collapse upon those people. And he killed more of the enemies of Israel at that time more than he did in his whole lifetime. Amen. Amen. You see, amen, in the life of Samson, he was the rule in the way, amen, to defeat the enemies of Israel, which was in the Philistines, even though he went down to take a woman up the Philistine camp. It displeased God. And we know Delilah had tried to deceive him and to see where his strength lied. And therefore we know what had happened, amen, to Samson, that he had lost his strength. Amen. When waking out of that sleep, as she cut his hair, that he has lost his strength. He began to shake himself, and he went stopped, and the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. He began to shake himself, and to shake himself, went stopped, and the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him, because the Spirit was real of Samson. In the camp of Dan, the Spirit of God revived him. In the camp of Dan, the Spirit of God moved upon his life of a man of great strength, that he could go and defeat the armies of Israel. He was the one to pursue. He was the one just like David. And when David was in his throne, and when he should have been on the, amen, in the front line of the battle, when he had soldiers that he led out, amen, it was no more than Uriah the Hittite. He was one of those soldiers. We know the story about David's sin. Anyway, he had soldiers. He was on the throne. He was the king. He had authority. There was enemies. Amen. You know how it was in the time with Moses. Amen. How that Hur was on the mountain. Aaron was on the mountain. Amen. The children of Israel was in the valley fighting against their enemies. As long as Moses had his hands raised, they were fighting. When he had his hands down by his side, they seemed to go down in defeat. But I'm telling you, as long as he had his hands raised, and that's what we, amen, the Lord shall fight our battles. Amen. And we see the man of God, the leader, and he can raise his hands in victory. Amen. There's a victory song. There's a victory praise. And we get to know that God is real toward that church, and he's going to fight for us. I think about King Jehoshaphat. He said, the battle's not yours. The battle belongs to me. You have an adversary that's war against you. You have an adversary that you're contending with, but I'm still a true God. And he goes on to say that he is God. And he is enduringly strong. He is sovereign. He is entirely sincere. He is eternally steadfast. He is graceful. He is all-powerful. He is merciful. He is Jesus Christ. Amen. No more. When Jesus shall return. Amen. Praise God from the cloud of glory. Is he coming back as a lamb in the manger, church? No, he's coming back as King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. He's going to fight for his people. Amen. When he comes down and lands upon the Mount of Olives. Amen. In that great battle of the battle of Armageddon. Amen. Oh yes. When it shall be blood up to the horse's bridle. Amen. A battle that's never been seen before. Amen. But God's people is going to. Amen. Amen. We're on the winning side tonight. We're going to be able to win. Praise God. I'm glad to know that Jesus Christ, he's a sinner's Savior. Amen. Praise God. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the rock on which I stand. He is my sanctifier. He's my Holy Ghost baptizer. He's my healer. And I, praise God, I know that he's my soon coming king. You know how it was when he was led of a donkey into the streets. Amen. With the great palm branches, they began to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. To the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. They begin to worship the king and come through on the donkey. Amen. Praise God. He is king. They ruled him as king of the Jews. But he's my soon coming king. Oh, he supplies strength to the weak. He is available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he saves. Oh, praise God. Aren't you thankful, church? He strengthens and he sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. Yes, he does. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. Oh, yes, he serves the unfortunate. Praise God. Yes, he does. He shall reward the diligent. He beautifies as the meek with salvation. Oh, my Lord, my God. No more than Moses could say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that is with you. And he took that great rod and parted those waters. He was proven who he is. I'm still a God, even though you got a wall before you. Amen. You got an enemy behind. I'm still going to fight your battle for you. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight into the end. Oh, he's the king of knowledge. He is the wellspring of wisdom. He is the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of my peace. He is the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway into glory. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I'll fight for you. Praise God. Amen. Oh yes, the Pharisees could not stand him, but they could not find any fault in him. Pilate could not kill him. Death could not handle him. The grave could not tame and hold him. Who is that? It's Jesus. Amen. There's no more than the power of God. It's no more to know, church, who he is. Amen. I'm going to fight for you. I'll fight for you until your last breath. Amen. All the demonic forces of hell that come against us, church. He shall fight for his church. He shall fight for us. It's a God that shall fight. Amen. Glory to God. Oh yes, we know it's a fight against the adversary. The word says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon eternal life. Amen. You need to follow after righteousness. You need to follow after peace. You need to follow after, amen, holiness. Amen. Get a hold of God. Let the Spirit of God move in you. Let the Spirit of God and the Word of God saturate you. Let it move within you. Let it place within you. Let God be God. Let him move in you. Let him touch your life. Let him help you. Let me give you strength one more time. I'm not going to die in this wilderness. God's going to lead me through. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I see victory on the other side. I'm serving a God who is able. I know he's there all the time. That's the kind of God I serve today. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. He shall fight. Glory to God. Amen. Why did he say, endure hardness as a good soldier? If we're on the battlefield for God, we must put on the arm of God. We must stand and fight against that foe that comes against us. And we come to know at times that that foe is even of our own household. Amen. When those spirits, amen, even of our own, amen, come against us through words that pierce us in our hearts. Amen. Lord and God, those words pierce us and they hurt. And it's coming through our loved ones. Amen. I was talking about, brother, it comes through our loved ones. Amen. The enemies of your own household, the foe. Amen. But we know, amen, the canker worm's going to be destroyed. And we know the canker worm's coming to destroy all men's households. And that is true for, amen, that's the snare of the fowler. That's the one that comes in. He pursues. He destroys. He's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I've got to know, amen, when all the forces of hell come against me, God knows how much I can take. God knows how I can stand. God knows just how strong I am and how weak I become. But he's there for me, church. He's going to fight for me. He's going for me all the way. I say I'm on the battlefield for the Lord, but at times I feel like I run out of ammunition. I've laid my armor down. I can't fight no more. And he's saying, son, I'll fight for you.
Amen. Amen.
I know that foe of the great one, the great enemy, the adversary we're contending with, I know what kind of power he has. I know what abilities he has to lure us and to tempt us and to persuade us. And the Spirit just always beckoning us back to that old lifestyle of sin. And amen. Oh, yes, it comes against us. Oh, yes. And church, I've come to know that those spirits are real. Amen. Amen. What we was delivered from. Amen. What shall it be for the man that turns away from God and backslides and goes back to that sinful state? Is that state worse than it was the first? Sure it is. Amen. It shall be 7 times worse than before. Sure it is. Amen. Shall he find that house and come back and evade? Amen. That body. Amen. With a sinful lust and desires. Yes, he will. That is Satan. That's what he'll do. He's coming to me and persuading me to turn back to sin. Amen. Because they got tired in the battle. They've thrown up their hands and they have quit. Amen. I'm not fighting anymore. I'm giving up. I'm not going to fight anymore. This is more than I can bear. I can't go another day. I can't go through another trial. But when we say those things, church, we're saying, is God's grace not sufficient enough for me? Can we not find strength in the one that gives us strength? Can we not find help in the one that gives the help? Can we not lean upon the one that we can trust in? He is who he says he is. And he's proven to his people, I will be there when all things are crumbling around you. I will prove to you I'm still there. You think I'm far away, but I'm surrounding you. I have covered you. Just like I preached about the hedge. God still has the hedge. It may be lifted right now, but God knows when to let down the hedge. And he's surrounding you with his love. He's surrounding you with his mercy. He's surrounding you with his grace. There's a wall of grace. There's a wall of prayer surrounding me, and God shall fight my battles. That's what's wrong with many Christians that go down in defeat. Because they have taken upon themselves to fight their own battles and not allow God to fight their battles for them. Amen. Why does that happen that way, preacher? Because we feel like at the times that when, amen, that pressure was coming to us. We felt that pressure of the adversary. We felt that pressure, amen, of some of our friends and some of our relatives that was coming against us for the stand that we have taken and the things that we're doing for God. And they don't understand why we change and why we're different, why we do this and why we do that. Amen, they don't understand the depth of God's Word. They don't understand what sanctification is all about. They don't understand what the Holy Ghost, they think it was just for the time, amen, that they lived in according to the Acts in chapter 2 for the apostles for the men that lived at that time. But though they're wrong, that same Holy Ghost is still real today, filling men everywhere. Amen. Glory to God through His power and through what we have to declare God's Word. Amen. There's still a great Holy Ghost. There's still God moving in His church, desiring to say, I'll fight for you. I know you're discouraged now. Amen. But I'm coming into you to let you know I'm still God. And that's what He's proving to Israel. The cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. I have the light for you. My presence is overshadowed that tabernacle. I'm letting you know I'm right near your side. I will not leave your side. That drawing away from God is something we do on our own. You know, just like you said, when Jesus began to judge the works of the seven churches of Asia in the book of Revelation, that church of Ephesus, He said, you left your first love. It's something you walked away from. Man, oh yes. Of the Laodicea church and the church age that we feel like we're living in now, of the lukewarm church age. That's the church age we feel like we're living in right now. Either hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. Amen. Hey, there's more lukewarm Christians right now than there's ever been. It's the church of the Laodicea. He shall judge their works. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church, I come to know I cannot rely on my own strength. I cannot rely on my own strength. I must lean upon the one who has all power. I must lean upon the one who can do it all. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's all-caring, all-knowing God. And I say He can be in more places, amen, than any other. Amen. That, amen, Satan can only be in one place at one time, but God can be in all places at all times. And I'm glad to know He comes by here to Upper Room Fellowship. He sees the sincerity of the hearts of the people. He knows those who have poured out themselves in the altar. He knows the ones who want victory. He knows the ones who want to be led by the Spirit. He knows the ones that are hungry. He knows the ones that are thirsty. And when you become that way, that's when Satan begins to loose his demons against you. And that's why you get down. That's why you have gloomy days. That's why you feel like God's not near to you. That's why you feel at times, I don't understand this trial. That's why you feel that all the walls is coming down around you. And I don't know which step to take. One day I'm up, the next day I'm down. I look to the left, I look to the right. I don't behold the one who can lead me. He said, get your eyes upon me. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Stand upon the Word of God and let God prove to you He is what He says He is. He's still God, church. He's still taking care of His own. He's not going to lead you in this wilderness to die. He will not do that. Just in the times He did for Ishmael, He gave water to the land that he would not die. The angel of the Lord come down to provide. The angel of the Lord came down to Elijah's weak times. Amen. Get thee up. Take of this meat. Amen. Go into, amen, the strength of this. Amen. Walk in it. What I have provided for you. Amen. Elijah had to get on his own 2 feet. Amen. Oh, yes, he did. He had to go forward. Amen. The Israelites had to go forward. But God was proving there's a wall there. It's something you're coming against. You can't see it, but it's coming tomorrow. It may come a few days from now, but there's going to be a wall you're going to face. There's going to be a great enemy you're going to have to stand against. And you're going to have to have the power within you, amen, to overcome that wicked one. I say the Word of God is quick, church. It's moving. And we rebuke the devil. We stand on God's Word. And we know what we need to do against him. He's still proving that he's God. And he's not going to leave us or forsake us. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a song that says it's just another Red Sea. In other words, we come against this wall. It's just another Red Sea. Amen. Until God, in His own way and in His own time. You know how we brought that out not too long ago? Amen. In God's way, in God's time, in God's will, in God's way, in God's time. That's the way it is when you're up against that wall. Amen. You feel the pressure of the enemy. You feel that gloom of doubt over you. You said, I had victory last week. I had victory a month ago. But all of a sudden, I'm losing my desires. Amen. I can't seem to get on my own 2 feet. But God's saying, I'm parting the water for you. You're crossing over on dry ground. When you get on the other side, there's going to be a dance. There's going to be praise. There's going to be worship. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is that strong one, church. Amen. Let's don't go down in despair. Amen. Let's lift up our heads and be in praise and glory to God. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. I'm going to fight. Amen. Just as long as I can fight. And when it seems like I can't fight no more, I know you'll come in and you will lift up that standard against that foe. The enemy is coming against me. I will not be entrapped by Satan's schemes and tactics and devices. I will put on the armor of God. I will stand. I will make it. I will keep on. I must go forward. Amen. Praise God. Job even come to that place. I went forward and I went backwards, but I could not perceive him. Felt like he was not there. God did not leave Job. You walked away from him. Walk away from him. Many have turned their back. Have pursued again that sinful nature of that sinful life. Again to indulge in sin once again. Enjoy it. Grieves God to see many turn in that way. But I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm encouraged, aren't you? I mean, please, if we can just hold our peace, stand our ground, and stand on the Word of God, and stand on His promises. Amen. When that adversary comes in so strong against us, I say, when he comes in, what shall it be for that adversary? Oh, he'll have to flee, but he'll flee for a season, and he shall return. And then when he returns, I'll just do it all over again. I'll stand on my own 2 feet. I'll look him straight in the eye. And I'll let him know I'm still serving the great God that's on the throne. He's taking care of his own. That's why the psalmist said, I look into the heavens for whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. He is that present help in the time of trouble. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, church, he will fight for us. Amen. And that other verse I read to you when it's what he said. He said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. When Moses stretched forth his hand over that sea, and when that sea returned to its strength, and when the morning appeared, all those Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians. It's just another Red Sea. It's just another trial. Amen. But Brother Nick, amen, praise God, just in time, God parts that waters, lets you cross on over. Amen. Through that crossing over, amen, on dry ground, we come to know. You know how it is when you feel like you're walking and you feel like, amen, the forces of evil are against you and a cloud of doom's about you and you're depressed and you're down. You're down because of something you heard. Amen. Bad news that you received. Someone close to you has hurt you. You feel like you're alone. You feel like you're walking alone. You feel like no one cares. We come to that place at times, church. You see, the enemy brings these thoughts to our minds. That's why David said he come to the place that he felt that no man cared for him. He said, no man cared for my soul. No man. No man cared for my soul. Amen. You see, David walked in that unbelief and that doubt until he become to know in the time of the cave that God was still the God he's always been. That he's going to never leave us. He's going to never forsake us. He's not going to leave me in the cave to die. He's not going to leave me in the wilderness to die. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be left in this world to die. I'm not going to be left in this world to suffer all the things that's going to come upon this world. I believe for the rapture of the church is going to be taking place here. And amen. Just amen. Very, very soon. We need to be ready, church. We need to know that God is there. I'll fight your battles for you. Amen. Don't take those burdens upon yourself. Don't take it upon your shoulders. You can't bear it. Amen. Lay it down at the foot of the cross. Let Jesus lift you up. Amen. He said, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due time. Let me believe that tonight. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us in due time. Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Who believes that tonight? Jesus said that men ought to pray and not to faint. He said, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe and you shall receive it. We know the scripture, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened unto you. And that's what we need to do. Seek, knock, ask for God to help us. Ask Him for the things that He can equip us to walk as that good soldier, to walk. Amen. You remember that message Brother Kirk preached? Amen. A good message about being that soldier too. Amen. Praise God. God needs a strong army. He needs strong ones. That's why Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I don't need weaklings. I don't need people that's going to fall out of the battle. I need ones that's going to stand when it feels like they don't have no armor. They still standing in the midst of the battle. I will equip them because I'm going to finish this battle for them. Man. You know, when we feel like we put our armor down, we feel like we have neglected to pray or neglected God. And here all of a sudden this battle comes in. And we know what we've got to do to regain that strength. We know what we must do to regain that. And praise God, we begin to sincerely pray once again. And all of a sudden, God comes through. Remember, church, it's just another Red Sea. When God parts that waters, after a period of time, there's going to be another Red Sea. After a period of time, there's going to be another Red Sea. God knows just in time to part those waters. Amen. There's the wall. Here's the enemy behind. We have no place to go. Have no place to go. Looks like the enemy is pursuing, and we're going to die. But just in time, we're crossing over on dry ground. There's victory on the other side. There's blessings on the other side. Amen. Oh, yes. I say there's victory over on the other side. Let us stand here tonight, church. How many believes that God shall fight for us? How many believes that God shall help us right in the midst of our storms, right in the midst of our struggles? He is God, and He's proven Himself to be God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many believes tonight it's just another Red Sea?
Yes.
You know, that's the way God wants you to look at it tonight. It's just another Red Sea. You say, preacher, I've been going through such a hard trial. It's the hardest trial of my life. It's just another Red Sea. Because all things are possible with God. And all things are possible to him that believeth. So we can't say that the sea is too great, that God's going to lead us out here and we have no choice but to swim. And we swim so far and then we go down and we drown. That ain't the way it happens. God don't want you to look at that sea like an ocean, that all you can see is water and never see no dry land. There is land on the other side. There is a path that I shall lead you in. But he said, first seek ye the old path and walk therein. Walk in it. Walk in this highway of holiness. Let it be victory for you on the other side. Amen. Proclaim what you need in Jesus Christ. Stand on what you need in God's word. Let it be real to you. Let God move in you, church. That's what he wants to do for you. He wants to move. He wants to move in your family. He wants to do a work for you. He wants to help you. How many believes that God is able? How many believes that God is able? How many believes that God's going to fight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's going to fight your battles. Don't take it so much on yourself. Amen. Give it to God. Amen. We take our burdens, our cares too long upon our shoulders. We take the needs of our children, our finances too long upon our shoulders. Give it to God. Give everything to God. Lay it at Jesus' feet. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cared for you.
Amen.
I mean, believe that tonight.
Man, come on.
That's the problem we're struggling with here, church, tonight. You have to learn to give it to God. Don't take it upon yourself. Don't carry those weights. Amen. That has you weighted down as far as the worries of life and the cares of life. Give it to Jesus tonight. Let's find us a place to pray somewhere, church, about this message. God said, I'll fight for you. I'll fight it to the end. Amen. Keep on pressing on. Don't give up. Keep looking up. Keep pressing on. I'll be there for you. I'll continue to lead you. I'll continue to bless you. I'll help you. I'm God. I'll be there in the midst of the storm. I'll be there for you in the midst of your battles, in the midst of your struggles. Look to me tonight. See your need for more of me. Seek my kingdom. Seek to do my will, and I will be a God that will come to your rescue. I will be a God who will come to your rescue. I will be a God who will stand by your side. Amen. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. We must believe that tonight, and I will fight your battles. Glory to God, I will fight your battles.